it is going to have a big effect on society. You know, up until now, if you were fully vaccinated, you were a close contact, you got on with life and you could go to work. Now, all of a sudden, if we're talking about 5,000 cases a day, that's a lot of household contacts that are going to have to restrict their movements. So what the HSE has said is that they'll post you out a kit of 5 antigen tests, that you do the first test on the day you get the tests, you do the second test 2 days after that, and that you do a third test 2 days after that. So first of all, you need a good postal system and quick contact tracing to get them out to you quickly. And I'm not totally confident that that's going to happen as quick as people say. So 5 days is possibly going to turn into 7 or 8 days. And then, as you said, there, it depends on people using the antigen tests and doing them well. My concern about it probably would be in terms of the healthcare system and the workforce. You know, if you've got most healthcare workers with vaccines and boosters, and now you're going to ask them to restrict their movements for at least 5 days if there's a household close contact, that's going to have a significant knock-on effect in the workforce.
And what about public perception then, Kieran? Because to be honest with you, when I heard that, you know, people with 3 booster shots still having to restrict their movements, and the booster program rolling out, but not on a hugely enormous pace just yet, It hasn't instilled my confidence or strengthened my confidence in the vaccine program and its effectiveness.
Well, I think in terms of the booster program, they announced yesterday that it's coming down to the over 50s. As GPs, we've seen the urgency that they've put on that. We got an email last night advising us that we can get going on that pretty quickly. And in my own practice, we spoke last night, we spoke again this morning. So we're planning to get that going as fast as possible. I suppose if we look at the objectives of everything we're doing, it's to keep people from getting very sick and from dying, and to try and prevent the hospital system from being overrun. We've seen in ICU that most people either are unvaccinated or have underlying medical conditions. If we can get boosters out to those with underlying medical conditions, that should hopefully have a significant knock-on effect on the hospitalisation. So I think the booster program needs to get going really quickly. This thing about household contacts having to restrict their movements, and I suppose the other changes about midnight, it's all about reducing social contacts, I suppose, keeping people at home a bit more, trying to stop spread. And whether it's going to have the desired effect or not, I'm not so sure.